With the state of today's economy, it is more important than ever to invest in products that last for years to come. As the seasons shift and get cooler, make sure your closet is stocked with durable layers that stand the test of time from American Giant. American Giant's clothes work harder and are wearable season after season. Their greatest hoodie ever made is made of the highest quality materials that are cut and sewn right here in the United States. So you're investing right back into your local community. Choosing American Giant means taking a stand for American manufacturing and hardworking Americans, something other mega corporations don't care about. From fleece to knit, all in a range of colors for versatile daily wear, American Giant delivers everyday pieces designed for everyday life. Feel the difference of quality made-to-last clothes from American Giant. Get 20% off your first order with code STAPLE20 at American-Giant.com. That's 20% off your first order at American-Giant.com with code STAPLE20.
This is Nurse of Death, the Lucy Letby story, a gripping true crime podcast that takes you deep into the chilling tale of allegations against Lucy Letby, a seemingly caring and dedicated nurse who harbored a dark secret. Join us as we unravel the twisted journey of a medical professional whose actions sent shockwaves throughout the healthcare community. It's the story of a nurse who went from saving lives to becoming the harbinger of death. This is Nurse of Death, the Lucy Letby story. As the Lucy Letby murder trial entered its 15th week at Manchester Crown Court, the room was filled with tension as Dr. Dewey Evans, a retired consultant pediatrician, took the stand. Letby, a neonatal nurse, is accused of murdering 7 babies and attempting to murder 10 others at the Countess of Chester's neonatal unit between June 2015 and June 2016. Dr. Evans began his testimony by presenting a chilling piece of evidence. One of the alleged victims, referred to as Baby I, had an astonishing amount of air injected into their stomach. He described how Baby I experienced a pattern of recurring collapses during their time at the Countess of Chester Hospital in 2015. Dr. Evans attributed Baby I's final 3 unexplained collapses to the injection of a significant amount of air, causing the courtroom to collectively shudder. The defense, led by Ben Myers KC, challenged Dr. Evans' objectivity, suggesting that he had pieced together various strands of medical evidence to support a prosecution bias. The experienced pediatrician vehemently denied these accusations, asserting that his conclusions were based solely on medical notes and that he had no knowledge of any particular nurse during the initial investigation. He explained that his expert opinion was formed in 2017, long before any prosecution or arrests were made, and reiterated his dedication to the truth, regardless of which side it supported. Dr. Evans went on to discuss the specifics of Baby I's case, revealing that the baby had a history of collapses at the hospital. While he agreed that the collapses were alarming, he focused on the final 3, which he believed were caused by the injection of air. When asked about the volume of air that would have been necessary to cause such a reaction, he replied that he could not provide an exact figure due to ethical concerns. However, he emphasized that the amount must have been significant, as a small quantity of air in a baby's stomach is considered normal and would not typically cause problems. Professor Owen Arthurs, a renowned radiologist, supported this assertion, estimating that more than 20 mils of air had been injected. The courtroom listened with bated breath as Dr. Evans described how Baby I's condition deteriorated rapidly after the injection of air. He explained that the injected air would have put pressure on the baby's diaphragm, affecting their breathing. As the baby vomited, the pressure on the abdomen was reduced, making it momentarily easier to breathe. However, the damage had already been done. Furthermore, Dr. Evans detailed the heart-wrenching account of Baby as abnormal and relentless crying during the 2 collapses that preceded the last one. He explained that nurses and doctors are familiar with what a normal cry sounds like, but in Baby I's case, the crying was anything but normal. The baby's cries were indicative of extreme pain and distress, a phenomenon that Dr. Evans found deeply disturbing. He concluded that the injection of air into Baby I's blood circulation likely contributed to the medical team's inability to save her life. As the trial continues, the prosecution is expected to present further evidence to support their case against Lucy Letby. The emotionally charged courtroom remains on edge, anticipating more harrowing details to emerge as the trial progresses. This is Nurse of Death, the Lucy Letby story, a gripping true crime podcast that takes you deep into the chilling tale of allegations against Lucy Letby, a seemingly caring and dedicated nurse who harbored a dark secret. Join us as we unravel the twisted journey of a medical professional whose actions sent shockwaves throughout the healthcare community. It's the story of a nurse who went from saving lives to becoming the harbinger of death. This is Nurse of Death, the Lucy Letby story.